An Ohio-based utility responded today to harsh criticism for its role in the massive blackout in August. Earlier this week, U.S. and Canadian officials blamed First Energy Corporation for some of the events leading up to the blackout. Today, the company says a new research paper by an industry-funded group shows there's enough blame to go around. NPR's David Kestenbaum reports.
First Energy says there is still something odd about the blackout, something that was not adequately addressed in the government report. The mystery goes back to those first three power lines that tripped off. As more power flowed through them, the metal wires heated up and expanded, so the lines drooped too close to trees. Chuck Jones is Senior Vice President of Energy Delivery at First Energy. He says these failures were strange. The lines weren't overloaded.
Strange in that we had a number of lines, including the first two lines on First Energy's system, that tripped even though they were not at their rated capacity.
The new report offers a possible explanation. It suggests that before the blackout, the grid was under unusual strain. In particular, there was a lack of what is known as reactive power available. This is a kind of power carried on the lines that is necessary to prime the pump, charge up motors, for instance. It travels on the lines in the form of voltage and current that are oscillating out of sync. Because of this lack of reactive power, First Energy had to try to generate more.
So what I would say is, our generating units fought hard all day to hold the grid together, but eventually couldn't do it any longer.
Yes, Jones says First Energy was part of the problem, but why should it take all the blame when its problems were simply the last in a long line?
You know, the analogy we've been using is that of a boxer who's boxed 9 rounds and he's out there in the 10th round and you know, he's weaving and trying to stand up, and then he takes the last punch that knocks him out.
The new report was requested by First Energy and performed by engineers at the Electric Power Research Institute. It was submitted to the official task force investigating the blackout, but that task force came to different conclusions. Its report on Wednesday said that before First Energy's lines tripped, the system was strained, but it was not overburdened. The report blames First Energy for not trimming its trees. It also points out that a crucial computer at First Energy and its backup computer were not working. The report also said First Energy's operators were inadequately trained. Still, some engineers say the EPRI report makes some good points. Steve Miller is an electrical engineer with the consulting firm Commonwealth Associates.
Lines tripping into trees are an obvious and inexcusable cause for blackout, but the events that occurred before them deserve some attention.
Miller says reactive power is one of those things that falls into a regulatory gray area, and independent power producers don't always want to generate it, since unlike real power, they can't usually charge for it. Still, other experts say that doesn't let First Energy off the hook, and it doesn't let MISO, the organization that oversees that part of the grid, off the hook either. Ross Baldick teaches engineering at the University of Texas at Austin.
They may not have been responsible for the causation, but they were responsible for preventing widespread cascading outages and a blackout.
Engineers do seem to agree the problems that led to this blackout are not uncommon. Trees often go untrimmed to save money. One investigation in 2002 found hundreds of cases where recommended operating procedures were violated. David Kestenbaum, NPR News, Washington.